Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Eric the Red checks in on X with all of us. Yeah, good tweeter. He says, Nick, those guys on the subway swiping while that woman accosted the MAGA hat dude were just swiping her off of their dating apps.
That's good.
You know, I was thinking about that too with that video of those guys sitting there. I'm actually even surprised a little bit that the dude that you can't see in the video interjected verbally, especially after the Daniel Penny stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be a little surprised if anybody intervenes in fear of them being prosecuted for being the bad guy.
Agreed.
When they're merely trying to be a good Samaritan.
By the way, streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. And I'm only seeing 165 likes, and that is just not correct. So you need to smash that like button. Hit that like button right now. Even if you're not watching, thank you, Harry. Even if you're not watching, just go over to YouTube, hit the like button, and then listen to us on 1210 or on the Odyssey app, wherever you are. Just hit the like button and make sure you're hitting the subscribe button too while you're there. I know the answer from Dawn Stensland. It's going to be a no, but I'm going to ask, be truthful, Nick Kale, Harry Mays. Have either of you ever dined and dashed?
No. Yes. God, no.
Yes.
I have as yes. well.
You have? Well. You guys really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did You've it once skipped... or twice back yeah. in West Reading.
Yeah. I'm not.
You've skipped
not,
out on a tab.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it.
Yes.
I'm not proud of it.
You scumbags.
Yeah. No, I
left a tip.
I did too.
You left
yes.
a tip.
I left
yes.
a tip.
Harry's 100% right. I 100% did the same thing. I yes. left a tip and then just...
So you dropped the 20 spot, but you bounced on the $80 tab.
Yes.
Now, this was back in the 80s. It was more like $5
okay.
for the tip.
So you left a dollar, but you didn't pay the five.
It's not right. It's not right. And by the way, the establishment, Nick, I'm not going to name the establishment, but the establishment that I did it at, it's not there anymore, but you would know, it very well. It used to be a restaurant by the Westgate Mall.
But okay,
oh, is this a Lehigh Valley?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
Harry loves the Lehigh Valley.
Well, I did mine back in Berks County, so it's similar spot, and it was so easy to do at this place.
I know,
Westgate
Mall.
We would just go there after a night of drinking,
mm-hmm.
and then it was 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd order breakfast, and then we'd all leave.
Wow,
it's not right. It's not right. I'm not proud of it.
I don't condone it.
No. I don't condone it either, and I would take myself out now for doing it.
I'll tell you this much: you will not get a pardon. No pardons for that.
Well, apparently this is becoming a thing now on social media, and then they tag the restaurant when they do it.
Oh.
And they say thanks for the free food.
Oh, good. So they can track them down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Roll this.
Days ago, three women from Rochester, New York, were here in Chicago to celebrate a birthday and left behind one heck of a surprise. They decided to dine and dash after greasing their fingers on chicken wings, eating Alfredo, and washing it all down with flights of drinks.
The server went to the table. They asked for the ticket to be split. She left from this table behind me to a few steps away. Click the button. As she left, they got up one at a time and walked out.
So let's look at this. You see, at 262 Whoa. Buckaroos, the tab was well over $200.
Yeah, mine was not that high.
Located in the near north neighborhood, though, they skipped on the bill. They were spotted on surveillance, leaving one at a time within 30 seconds of the server stepping away. One lady you couldn't miss. She was wearing a blue wig. You see it right there. They also forgot that they added information to the wait list before being seen, including a name and number.
Oh, good.
And to add insult to injury, the trio laughed about it right there on social media, tagging the restaurant.
Oh, these,
and telling them thanks for the free food.
These are brain
Sadly,
surgeons.
It's not the first time. The owners own 5 restaurants and have seen an uptick in dine and dash incidents. It's a crime that impacts the owners and their wait staff.
Some places do make the servers come out and pay for those bills, but Fab and Soul Vibes here, they don't make us pay for it. Well, that's really grateful because $300, $400 could really break our bank for that day.
Yeah.
Labor cost is up 35%. Product cost is up 35%. And I used to say the industry used to be an industry of nickels and dime. Now it's an industry of pennies and nickels. So when you get these dine and dash incidences, you know what I mean? You know, the consumer or the people who are doing this dine and dash might think, oh, it's just $100. Yeah, but it's hurting the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great- now, I don't want him to be RFK Jr.'s spokesperson either. My goodness.
I mean, first of all, when we did it, like Harry, it was a $25 check.
Oh, at most, if like that, $15.
Yeah,
$15, and there was no drinks.
Yeah, I'm not. I am not. I am not. I'm not trying to make light of what I did. I shouldn't have done it. But
yeah, I mean,
but it was a different time.
But I was being honest, and I don't think Nick is being honest with
no,
us.
No, I'm dead. No, I'm dead serious. I would be petrified of getting caught. That's why I don't do it.
Because he's the one who would get caught.
Right. Yeah. I would be caught. You know what I mean? I'd be like that chick on the subway. I'd trip and fall, knock over the toothpicks, and they would out me. Which, by the way, whatever happened to the toothpick on the way out? I used to love to grab a toothpick.
And a mint.
And a mint.
That went out with COVID.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
It did.
You know, Dawn, I'm sure you have thoughts on this because you were a former server when you were putting your way through school.
Yep.
And Stalker, so maybe this explains why you tip 30% everywhere you go now. You're making up for your sins.
Guilt.
It's a guilt. Yeah, honestly, I am so not good at any of this type of stuff. Like, I'm not a criminal mastermind or anything like that. I felt so guilty about this for years to come.
I always feel when I go out with my wife and daughters, typically I'll leave about 2 minutes before we're getting ready to, you know, pack up and leave the booth. I always get a booth when we go out. I hate the open floor table.
Okay.
So I'll go out and get my truck and bring it around to the front. And I'm always worried that somebody thinks in the restaurant themselves that works there.
That I'm dashing
and skipping out.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if I ever get confronted, I'd be like, no, wife and daughters, I'm just bringing the car around, you know, they've got the debit card, whatever. But Dawn, this has to tick you off, right? I mean, because I'm assuming when you worked, this was coming out of your tips, right?
Yeah. And the one woman who was interviewed is correct because it's a restaurant group.
Yeah.
They can afford to absorb it. But a lot of mom-and-pop type places that are not, let's say, a group or a chain, that sort of thing, it's on you. You, the server, have to give up, you know, basically pay up. And if it's, you're not going to have all that money right there. So then you have to come back to work and work it off.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them make you accountable.
Yeah.
So for me, I would say, you know, people should consider that if they're, you know, thinking about it, but throw the book at these individuals.
Oh, I agree.
You know, throw the book at them.
Even if that person was not a great server, that person is serving and working to give you food and beverage. And you, now look, if they're terrible, tip them 15%. You know, I tell you, like, I'm tipping you, I'm not doing 25% just because you chose this profession.
Yeah.
If you were good, I'll give you 25%. If you were average, you're getting 15.
Oh.
But these pieces of, you know what, that walk out on it, really? And then, and then it was what, $262?
Yeah,
yeah. What I always left a tip, and the bill was never more than like $15, $18 bucks.
Me too.
I think Trump should sign.
Harry
an executive.
And I are
Trump needs to sign an executive order on this today.
Harry and I are trying to talk our way out of this.
Exactly.
Hey, listen. You can accuse me a lot on the show, but I'm always honest. I will always be honest.
Yeah. I never thought that I work and run with thieves until
today
happened.
By the way, Kale, nothing, like, you've never...
No.
You've never gone into a convenience store to...
Never
taken a package.
Stolen a red cent.
Wow.
Did you ever get your buddy that ran the Foot Locker up there at the Lehigh Valley Mall to slide you free sneakers?
There's a great question.
Discount. Employee discount. Yes.
Oh, so you improperly used an employee discount.
Well, I used to be an employee there. So I haven't punched in my code.
Okay.
Stensland, be honest.
We talk about this in my family because my mom had this thing, the Book of Lambs. It was like AI watching you everywhere. So my girlfriend, because it's a girl thing a lot of times that they'll shoplift. I was like, Book of Lambs. Like, my mom ingrained that. And then she like hit us with Hot Wheel tracks as well. So there's that.
Yeah.
I never shoplifted, but I'm probably one of the few of my friend group because that, unfortunately, that's like a popular girl passage of... whatever thing to do, but I never did it because my mom instilled the
Book of
fear
Lambs,
of God,
huh?
And it was like Book of Lambs, what the heck? But she just scared the heck out of us.
See, I prefer the movie Silence of the Lambs, but that's just
So didn't Winona Ryder get busted for shoplifting
back
in the 90s?
Back in the 90s. Yeah. That's good Winona Ryder knowledge by you.
It's proved, though, that sometimes with shoplifting, I know this lady in Chestnut Hill, Maria, who she owned a shop for years, she said that it's like a mental illness. Some people have this thing.
Compulsion. It's like a compulsion.
Like a compulsion.
Yeah. And that's what I guess Winona Ryder had, that she's a wealthy person, didn't need the stuff, but it's this weird, like, you know, you need treatment for it.
Uncle Sam on the YouTube chat says Harry and Greg need to do community service.
I agree. Isn't that what we're doing right now?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, let's not get lost in the fact that Dawn was beaten with
Hot Wheels tracks.
I think more parents should beat kids with Hot Wheels tracks.
Yes.
Maybe we wouldn't have people stealing. Maybe if my parents beat me with a Hot Wheel track, I wouldn't have dined and dashed.
We were. My brother is still triggered by it because I was faster than him.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, like the two of you get it together, but I was a track runner. Like, I was pretty fast. So poor John.
Yeah.
He got the brunt of it.
Nick is correct, though. My impulsion to over tip now,
yep,
all stem from that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you were in the service industry at some point, yeah, you tend to be a better tipper.
Yeah.
Because you know what they go through.
Right.
I was out to dinner.
Yeah.
I was out to lunch on Saturday, and it was a big group of us. It was family members and stuff, and they took care of the bill. And I felt so like not contributing that I took $20 out of my own wallet and I handed it to the server.
Oh, see, no, I don't do that. When I go out with the in-laws and they pick up the tab, I go top shelf liquor the whole bit.
And then hope that they give a proper tip.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Robots. No, I didn't think that my in-laws were not going to tip properly. I know they would. I just felt guilty about not having contributed that. I was like, here.
Yeah.
Here's an extra 20 for the server.
My wife says she stole lipstick once.
Yeah. Everybody who, like, it was a thing. You know what I mean? Especially when you're a teenager. You do it and then you... Yeah. You're not proud of it.
Caught my daughter trying to sneak up a cheese stick up the bed a few nights ago. I had to lay down the law around 8:30.
Robot Speed 989 says Greg and Harry should make a Dine and Dash PSA.
This is
Greg Stocker and Harry Mays with Dining and Dashing. A long time ago, Harry in the 80s and Greg in the 90s dined and dash. We are proud of it.
Do you remember the meal or what you ordered or what was on the receipt?
I mean, it had to be at 3 in the morning. Pancakes were definitely on the on the order.
So you were at like a Waffle House type setting or something to that effect?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a Waffle House, but it was like a Berks County version.
Okay.
Yeah.
This woman on TikTok does not like military discounts.
What?
People find the weirdest stuff to complain about.
Please protect me, but you do not get 20% off.
This gray-haired, no, she's not gray-haired, excuse me, this short-haired liberal woman.
We'll call her Butch.
She took the time out of her day to go on TikTok and release a video of how she does not like or think we need to give military discounts because they're already, well, let's let her explain.
You know, this might not be a popular topic, but I have an opinion about the military.
Okay, good.
I don't like that we give our military guys 10% discounts and different things at different businesses. Because they're already living off the taxpayer dollar. And some of them get benefits, you know, on different places throughout their life, even after they're not serving. So even if they went and served a year, they're like, oh, I still get a discount for the rest of my life because I served for 1 year. Like, what about us who are paying for those taxes for our whole life? And we get no break. We get no benefit for supporting our military and for paying for them all these years. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. They get benefits for so many different things. And then they can, like, still go on base even after they're out. And they can get tax-free food and, like, buy it on base. And, like, I don't know. I don't even know all the stuff that happens that they get all these benefits. But
does she have a pillow in her sweater?
I don't like it. I think we should get benefits, not them.
It looks like she swallowed the hopeful lovebird.
It looks like she swallowed the governor of West Virginia.
Yes.
You guys are coming full circle now.
All right, so let me educate Chunks a little bit here on TikTok. Listen up, Spike. So, enlisted service members with a pay grade of E1, they make $2,017.20 per month. New officers make $3,800 per month. Now, extrapolate that over the course of a calendar year, you space cadet. They make less than 40 grand a year to protect America, and you're bitching on TikTok about them getting 10 or 20% off an item.
But I bet she's anti-Doge and Elon Musk.
She's anti-saying, no thank you, I'm full.
Yes.
Shame on her.
And this is why back the blue. This is why I support the Travis Mannion Foundation. Because of ingrates like her.
By the way, I'm all for hot takes. You know what I mean? Like, you want to come at me, have a take, don't suck, right. Back it up. I'm fine with that. But, like, you're doing it on TikTok while you're driving, and, like, it's just stupid.
While you're in a Quad-X sweater.
Yeah. Now, how many people do you think saw that on TikTok? Because I'm not on TikTok. I don't know how it works. Like, how many followers could she really have had?
More people heard that right now in Chester County than watched on TikTok. So, this
117,000.
117,000 views it has?
17,000 views.
Oh, 17,000 views. Okay. Oh, okay.
She has 17,000 views.
Okay.
And she's getting ripped.
As well she should.
Mm-hmm. Good.
As well she should. Everybody has, like, this is what I don't, like, she's driving and she comes up with this thought. She's like, I need to turn on my phone and have this take and put it out on TikTok.
Well, I do have takes that just pop in. You know, it's like Ray in Ghostbusters. It's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
It just pops in there.
Usually just email myself. So that when I get home to prep, I can
you don't forget
regurgitate it.
Yeah.
Some of my best work happens either on the can or driving the girls to dance when I'm stuck in traffic on Germantown Pike with Taylor Swift playing, and it just a thought pops in there.
Sounds horrifying.
That's how the big take is concocted.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the secret to the sauce, folks.
But the bigger point is, I would love to know this woman's what is her job. Where does she work? Because military discounts, by the way, these are private companies who can do whatever they want.
Yep. Right.
So they could actually, they should charge her 10% more just for being an angry, ornery woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
With a bad haircut. Get on over to YouTube if you want to see a bunch of girls in bikinis.
What?
All right, I'm there.
I would like to claim that I found this myself. I found this late at night.
Friday night. How late?
So this is Liberty Hangout TV is where it's from. I'm not really sure what it is, but they went to spring break. You know, it's the spring break time of year. So they asked a bunch of questions to a bunch of college students in bikinis. YouTube.com/at1210WPHG. Make sure you like and subscribe while you're there. You want to see how doomed we are as a society, as a country.
Yes, and if you are one of these people that hangs on every factoid, you're going to get very triggered by this.
Roll it.
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
In the Revolutionary War?
I don't know if this is right. I mean, it sounds so stupid. Was it the Spanish?
Wait, what are your majors?
Business. Biology.
Okay.
Elementary education.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What shape is the U.S. Pentagon building?
Isn't it just a square?
How many U.S. senators are there?
Six, seven.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
There's a lot. I know 17.
Who won the Civil War?
It's East or West, right?
Well, it's the Civil War, so it's the civilians versus whoever was in power.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Justices? Mm-hmm. So, like, when you say that, like, you mean, like, the FBI?
Who was on the $100 bill?
Oh, I know that. Abraham Lincoln?
Nope.
Abraham Lincoln.
Come on, bro.
That's the First Amendment. What's the second?
Right to vote.
Name three states that border Canada. We'll just do one per person.
Asia.
You know, I didn't know Canada had a border.
Asia borders Canada.
Hey, they need Nick Cale's globe.
I might have to pull the globe out, to be honest.
Yes.
Nick Cale's globe.
If that wasn't the perfect advertisement for defunding the Department of Education, I don't know what is.
Right.
And by the way, guys, there's a, Dawn, if you want to torture yourself, there's a 25-minute video clip of that, of just this nonsense. This is why we need to bring David Menti onto 1210 so he can show up that Gen X or Gen Z is not a bunch of brain dead R words.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
What, 17?
Oh, amazing. God. It's amazing.
Asia.
Asia borders Canada.
And it's part of the United States.
And it's a state, not a country. She didn't ask what three states. By the way, can we answer that? Let's see if we can answer that. I'm going to guess.
What?
I'm going to say Michigan, New York.
Minnesota.
And Minnesota.
North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Montana.
Montana, yeah.
Yeah.
Montana's the only one I know.
Washington.
I'm heading to spring break as well.
Yeah.
No, she said.
Where was that? Panama City?
I don't know. I don't know where that was, but we're in trouble, guys.
One of my great regrets of being a commuter to college and also getting married at the age of 12 is never attending spring break.
I never did either.
Really?
Oh, you guys you guys missed out.
Stenslin, did you go to Florida or anywhere for spring break?
Nope.
No. Stocker. Well, Stocker, you know, Harry, Stocker actually went to Coastal Carolina, where spring break is year-round.
Oh, that is spring break.
That's why I went there. That's why I only spent a year there, too, because I didn't get a lot done.
Yeah, you and Dustin Johnson from the PGA Tour.
By the way, I was there so long ago, they didn't even have a football team yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was that new. They were just building the stadium when I left.
Wow.
Speaking of college, these Columbia graduates tear up their diplomas over the college caving to Trump.
And by the way, they have diplomas in gender studies.
I mean, they should have torn up their diplomas anyway. Cut 12.
Graduates of the School of International and Public Affairs chanted Free Palestine as they destroyed their sheepskins. It was Alumni Day on campus. The protests are in support of Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia grad student and protester now held by ICE agents. And they also object to the concessions made to curb protests on campus.
And we will continue to rage at this institution. Rage. So Mahmoud Khalil is free. Students are free. Fight for Palestinian rights and liberation.
So, along the theme of save democracy, burn Teslas, you went to Columbia, probably spent $300,000+ to finance your education.
Yep.
You finally get that worthless piece of paper, and you rip it up.
Yep.
If I was the parents of these punks, I mean, I would defund my own child. I really would.
Yeah.
Well, that one woman, her parents might be dead already. She was like 50, 60 years old. It's some shrew. It's like a gang of shrews. It's all the same women just being bussed around at different locations, wearing different T-shirts, carrying different signs.
Well, I just have the question of all these different individuals, especially those from other countries. And to your point, there was a woman that isn't getting the headlines that Khalil's getting, but 30 years old. So she was somebody who had written op-eds reportedly and promoted Hamas and that sort of thing. Mm. And so she also then was detained in a Louisiana prison. And so all of these people, I'm like, are they getting into these so-called Ivy League schools ahead of like American-born students? Are they getting aid and financial aid that's based on our tax dollars ahead of, you know, American-born kids?
Yeah. Didn't they already prove that Harvard was doing that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Harvard was discriminating against Asian Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Who had all the credentials to get in.
Right.
So that's crazy.
Yep.
I'm wrong.
This, you played Gavin Newsom, who was on with Bill Maher, Nick, a little bit in the Big Take. He was asked about the trans competing in sports, and people are pointing out rightly that he's kind of completely done a 180 on
that. Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, with all these, especially with the podcast, with all the right wing guys he's had on, this is not some come to Jesus moment.
Yeah,
he's providing the receipts, just like Kamala, that he's a flip flopper.
All right, let's roll cut 10 here.
They've got to mature about this.
So what do you say to people who say, well, this sounds all very good, but Governor, you were the poster boy for a lot of this stuff. I see today the Trump administration I don't know if this is true, but they talked about the fact that California had a rule that schools cannot be required to notify parents if their kids in school have changed their gender, their pronouns.
Right.
That's the kind of thing, even though it doesn't affect a lot of people, that makes a lot of people go, well, you know what? Yeah. That's the party without common sense. Huh. Now, if that's your state, how are you?
I just disagree with that. I mean, the law was you would be fired. A teacher would be fired
if a teacher did not report or snitch on a kid talking about their gender identity. I just think that was wrong. I think teachers should teach. I don't think they should be required to turn in kids. And by the way,
we're talking about their parents. How can you snitch? The idea of a snitch and a parent to me doesn't compute.
What is the job of a teacher? It's to teach. If Johnny's talking about some identity issue or some issue about liking someone of the same sex, is it the teacher's job to then report that? By the way, in this law, the teacher can still do that, but they can't be fired if that's it can't be fired if that's not what they do.
I thought it was great. I actually watched a lot of that episode on Friday. So Bill Maher pretty much saying, in a way, you're the ringleader, or were the ringleader for a lot of this left-wing absurdity. I'll tell you right now, he can do all the image repair work, all the advocating in 2025, 2026, 2027. But when the time comes and he officially declares for 2028, the receipts are going to come out. And I think he's drawing dead in the poker game of the presidency.
Yeah, he's cooked.
Yeah.
That's not to say that a Democrat won't win. I just don't think it will be him.
It won't be him.
Well, I think a lot of people can see through his obvious.
What's with the weird
phony? He does that all the time.
I know. All the time. It's bizarre.
With the hands. He talks with his hands, but not in like a.
And he's not Italian.
Not a Tony Bruno way.
No.
Speaking of California. Remember a couple months ago, we covered a lot, the Pacific Palisades fires. A lot of homes were destroyed, a lot of buildings were destroyed, a lot of land, a lot of things were destroyed.
Yeah, how's Karen Bass doing these days?
So you ask, I'm sure a lot of you are asking, this is Cut 17, Phil, I'm sure a lot of you are asking why, how it's coming with the rebuilding process, because
very slow.
I'm sure. Well, slow is not the word for it.
Non-existent.
January 16th, by the way, these fires were at March 31st. How are the permits coming along to rebuild these homes?
All right. Well, there is also this. A new report is claiming that Los Angeles has only issued 4 permits to rebuild homes than 3 months since the Pacific Palisades fire destroyed more than 5,000 buildings.
This comes months after President Trump visited L.A. and urged embattled Mayor Karen Bass to speed up the process.
Chandler Painter is here with all of the details. Hey, Chandler.
Hey, good morning. So just a handful of Los Angeles residents have received approval to begin rebuilding their homes as of last week, according to the Los Angeles Times. The first permit issued was submitted to city inspectors on February 17th. It was approved March 5th, about 2 months after the fire swept through the Pacific Palisades and surrounding area, destroying or seriously damaging more than 6,000 homes. The first permit was for repairs to a fire-damaged home. At least 2 other permits have been approved for a full home rebuild. And while these first few permits are being touted by the Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass as a milestone in the city's recovery, local leaders and residents are criticizing the slow process. Milestone. Council member Tracy Park said it was concerning that only 4 permits had been issued as of March 24th, saying, quote, I don't think it's a lack of interest in rebuilding. I suspect it is indicative of systemic issues that we need to continue to focus on.
Holy cow.
4 out of how many? Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
30,000, 80,000?
Adam Carolla predicted this. He said that was going to happen.
Can you imagine the amount of red tape
you have
to cut through in the state of California to get anything done?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's what it is, right?
Yep.
The Democrats love layers upon layers upon layers of red tape. You can't cut through it with scissors. But you know what? That's actually progress compared to Biden spending $42 million on rural internet access, to which 0 homes were ever hooked up to the tune of $42
billion. Yep.
So by that standard, Karen Bass is she's on her way to the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's everybody's complaint. I mean, Bill Maher has complained about it on Real Time about California, is that to get anything done there, there's so much bureaucratic red tape. It takes years and years and years.
Yeah. Maze, you have a buddy or friends that live in the West Coast, California, right?
They moved out because of all this nonsense.
Okay.
They're back here now.
They're smart.
Yeah.
Smart people.
Yes.
All right, guys. That's what I got.
All right. Woo. There we go.
Good stuff.
The never-ending cut sheet.
For Harry Mays, thank you very much, buddy.
Woohoo!
See you next week.
Next week.
In studio.
In studio.
That's right.
Correct.
Next Monday. I guess I got to pick you up, huh?
Yes, you do.
All right. I'll set my alarm a little bit earlier. That ought to be a joyous ride in.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Harry.
You guys are going to do a show before you even get here.
Yeah, we'll have a six-pack.
Oh, great.
Of coffee. We'll have a six-pack. Of coffee, and then we'll get pulled over for DWC. There you go. Harry Mays, thanks, bud.
Good job, buddy.
All right. Quick break. We'll come back, get to a big three from Dawn, and then all the bells and whistles down the stretch. We come on a Monday. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And reporting live from the Piazza Premium Automobiles studio, because Piazza Premium Automobiles featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. Talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models with such sleek new designs and innovative features, and they're powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles always stands out. Visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get caught up in the world of news. Time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big Three at 928.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
And Big Three at Nine on this Phillies home opener's day. I don't think I have a sponsor for this one. We are in for it, so let's talk about it. We've got, number one, I'll take you to some news we haven't talked about this morning yet. New Mexico court, a judge is weighing whether or not to block the disclosure of records from the investigation into the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy.
Hmm.
So the couple's estate is trying to block this. There are all these different people that want to know, you know, want transparency, want to know exactly what they died of and that sort of thing. This is a Santa Fe-based judge who scheduled the hearing for today, considering the request from the estate representatives to seal everything, seal the photos, seal the any video, any documentation. They want to protect the family's constitutional rights to privacy. However, there are others that say this is there should be some level of transparency. Some of these should be public records. And so initially, the court put a temporary hold on the release of these records pending this hearing that is scheduled to happen today. You may recall the partially mummified remains of Hackman and Arakawa were found in their Santa Fe home. That was back on February 26, when some maintenance and security workers showed up at the house, alerted police. Now, they have confirmed and released the information, officials there, saying that Mr. Hackman, obviously legendary actor, 95 years old, died of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. And that was about a week after his wife died. She died first. She's about 30 years younger, but apparently her cause of death had been listed as the hantavirus.
Hantavirus,
pulmonary syndrome. Mm-hmm. That's the rare rodent-borne disease.
Yeah, I think Road Warrior was assuming that all along.
You called it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
It was that disease, by the way, that hantavirus is frightening because it comes from mouse poop. And we've, I mean, how many of us have had mice in our house? Now, thank God, it's not really, I think there have been like 26 cases in Pennsylvania. Like, there's not a ton in like 30 years.
So we shouldn't get vaccinated for it,
but
get boosters.
But in that part of the country, like New Mexico and the places where it's dry like that, where there's a lot of mice, it's a big issue.
Did you guys also see the report out there with Hackman and his wife's death that the bodies went unclaimed for a stretch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some weird disconnect with the family.
Yeah, I don't think he talks to his kids. I think that was kind of
his three kids from a previous marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sad story. So we should find that out.
Did they say why they're investigating?
I think there are people who suspect there's something else in there and they want the answers. Yeah. And so they're saying out of a freedom of information request, some of this should be public record, coroner reports, that sort of thing, because we all pay for the police to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the family is saying this has to do with privacy rights, the estate, I should say, managers. Number two in our big three, that there are some new studies that say healthy eating, especially in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, is the key to living longer, healthier lives.
New studies or common sense?
Yeah, right?
I love all these studies. By the way, not to finish your story, I'm going to make a public declaration here. I started yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. My wife can confirm this. But I'll let you finish your story first.
So these are researchers working along with University of Copenhagen, University of Montreal. They contributed to this. It was published in the journal Nature Medicine. And they're saying that a moderate intake of healthy animal-based foods along with a lower intake of those ultra-processed foods. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
This really raises your chances of reaching age 70 with high in other words, reaching age 70 and feeling and looking great and having cognitive, physical, and mental health and no major diseases.
Just to reach age 70?
Just to reach age 70.
Seems like a lot of work.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with humanity right now and technology and everything. Don't you think at this point our lifespan should be like 110?
Yes.
I do, honest to God. Like, I'm not making a joke.
But if you sit on your butt all day and use the benefits of technology to be lazy, you kind of set yourself back and you go in the wrong direction, right?
Yeah.
This is a major study. They used health data. They looked at 105,000 women and men between the ages of 39 to 69. And they've been studying this. It began with a study from Nurses Health Study and Health Professionals Study. So they've been following up on this. A 30-year study, 105,000 people. So 39 to 69, quite a vast study, if you will, and looking at their eating plans, looking at everything about them.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this is a fascinating, you know, piece of research because it extends over three decades, men and women. And so they investigated the participants' consumption of ultra-processed foods containing things like added sugar, added sodium, as well as those unhealthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about that, you know, we think that RFK Jr. and MAHA is something new, but there are a lot of health groups and researchers who've been looking at this for many decades.
Okay.
And so healthy aging, what they're saying here, there's a healthy aging index. I don't know if you told this, but if you watch all of this very carefully with a healthy diet, rich in fruits, veggies, whole grains, nuts, legumes, healthy fats, and watch any labeling for things like added sugar, that's a big no-no, mm-hmm. these additives.
Yep.
So
breakfast here this
what?
Morning.
No, I'm just what did you have for breakfast?
I'm just looking at my breakfast to see how much added sugar. I don't know where my bar is.
Where's your bar?
Go for a bar.
Where is it?
Now.
Where is it?
You can't find it.
I can't find it.
Uh-oh.
Keep going.
He's not going to live. Keep going. I'm killing him. He's like, you're killing me. Just go on.
Keep going.
And number three, I just have to go with our beautiful, fabulous Philadelphia, you know, our Philadelphia Phillies home opener today. Exciting day for us. 3:05 is your first pitch. And as of right now, looking at the weather, it looks like we hold out until, I mean, at the very least, the ninth inning. So 3:05 pitch, we should get this game in.
Yeah, Sanchez.
76 degrees the high today.
So. -250 favorite. If you lay 2.5 to 1 in baseball, you're a sucker. Don't ever do it. It's not worth it. You got to win 3 in a row to make up for your losses. Don't do it.
Yeah. Woohoo. So we should get the game in just fine. Late day storms, though, and that will bring in a breezier, colder tomorrow. So 76 today, get out there and enjoy it in every way you can, because it looks like starting tomorrow, we're only at 57, Wednesday 55. So a big drop, about 20-degree drop for us. That's Kale & Company, Big 3.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. I will give you the new thing that I started yesterday.
Uh-oh.
In line with what Dawn had for number 2 in her Big 3 in a moment. But
number
first,
2? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, number 2. Greg is in the Northeast, and Greg wants to give a recap of what he learned on today's program. Hello, Greg.
I like this.
Hello, guys. Been listening since 5:58, your new start time.
We start at 5:58.
Woo!
I've been all the way coming up from down south. But here's what I've learned. I learned Nick Cale's got the life expectancy of a gnat or a lightning bug. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yep.
One, yeah, that's good.
Frank Stocker.
Yeah.
Harry Mazur wanted delinquent, delinquent, fugitives of the law.
It's true, yep. Too.
Dawn,
yep.
Dawn doesn't take any drugs.
Yeah, it's true.
No supplements.
Yep.
Must be on cocaine to keep up on her lifestyle. To keep her. Harry Mays, Nick Cale, and Greg Stocker are fat shaming retards.
Oh,
that's
no.
What I get from the show. All right?
That's
Dawn,
not right.
That's a sin. You would never see that. Dawn no, would never
no.
say that.
No,
never
Dawn's here that. To balance this out.
Thank God the females have progressed as a species. We have not.
We have not.
Which is fine with
I
us.
I agree. Although they shouldn't be allowed to vote if they vote Democrat, though. That much I would still say.
Well, they can go with the lady with the nice hairdo and didn't like the military. Military.
Yeah, that was Chunk.
Yeah,
that's my pet name for her.
Chunk. And then the other one was we found out that the young people need some history lessons and regular civics.
Yeah. Amen.
Because it is very, it's shameful.
Yeah.
I mean, we laugh about it, but when you're, you know, if they were goofing around to be one thing, they were not goofing around.
No.
They have absolutely no. And they're in college, for crying out loud.
And I think they are sober. I don't think they were drunk in that video.
That's true.
You know, Greg, I thought today the big takeaway would be that Trump wanted to run for a third term. But, you know, here we are. We're just talking about everything other than that.
Greg summed up today's show perfectly.
That is a good recap.
Greg. Good job, Greg, in the
Northeast.
Nice
work out of Greg.
Yeah. Woo.
So yesterday was March 30th,
yep.
And my wife and I are moving out of our townhouse June 30th, going into our new palatial estate.
Wow. That's big news.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, it'll be 3,000 square feet bigger than Mar-a-Lago. it's got 22 bathrooms and 35 bedrooms.
Wow.
But I said, you know what? I'm ready for a health change.
You really think that this industry is going to be here for a while, huh?
I'm just hoping that I can be here for a long time.
I'm kidding.
So I decided I'm going to lose 15 pounds, and I'm going to do it in 90 days. That's not like, you know, some like a 15 pounds in 15 days ridiculous thing. And I am officially, and you can hold me to this, I might get on the scale today. We'll take a picture. It's probably going to come in around 213 or so. I need to get below 200.
Okay.
I can't carry it anymore.
Yeah.
I look like a schlub.
Okay.
I've got things that are jiggling in places that I shouldn't have places. So I have decided yesterday we went grocery shopping completely clean, completely healthy. Not saying I'm eating organic, but black coffee, berries, nuts, granola, Greek fat-free yogurt, egg whites. I had an egg white spinach omelet for breakfast yesterday. Can't pull that off with our wake-up call now. But I will do my best in that regard. I'll probably still eat the crappy eggs that I buy in the frozen section.
They aren't egg beaters, are they?
No. They are not
no,
egg beaters.
No, because those are being, they have bleach in them, so yeah. They've just recalled them. So
total,
egg beaters.
Total portion control for lunch and dinner.
Amen.
Ground turkey, chicken, tilapia fish. I can't do salmon. I don't like salmon.
What?
Really?
I don't like salmon.
What's wrong with you?
Salmon's my favorite.
It's my favorite.
All tuna. Sorts of good vegetables and fruits. No alcohol.
None. In 90 days.
For 3 straight months,
wow.
I will go booze-free and energy drink-free starting after today's nap.
Wow.
So I am going to get down to 197 or 198.
Good job, buddy.
Before the 4th of July.
Good job.
Because honestly, I got on the treadmill Saturday with my daughter, Mia, who's now into like this exercise kick. And after I did 30 minutes on the treadmill, because she was walking at a real like sluggish pace, because she didn't really care. She just wanted to keep walking and watch her YouTube on her phone. I had to stay on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And when I got off, I felt like a pig. I said, you know what? It took my 10-year-old to let me know that I need to drop some weight. I'm getting too complacent now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Well, congratulations.
Not on the show, but maintaining my body.
This will be good. This will be good for you. This will be good for you.
I'm trying to stay a sex symbol. And it's not working.
He's too sexy for his bicycle.
Wow.
So I'm going to do a little scale photo today. You will see nothing but my bare toes. And I know you guys love when I pull the sandals out.
Oh, God.
Which, by the way, sandal season's coming.
Can you not document everything on social media? Like,
I'm just going to post the weight. It'll probably be 213, 214. And my question to you guys is, how often should I do a picture post update with the weight loss? Should I do it weekly? Bi-weekly? Monthly? What do you want?
Bi-weekly.
By the way, John writes, if you're 5'10", you should be 165 pounds.
I know. We've talked about that. Yeah, the BMI, by body charts, I would be labeled obese.
Yeah,
I think anything above like 185 is obese.
Those BMI charts are wrong.
Well, they're wrong. I look much better at like 195 than 165. And also much better than at 215. Can't be 5'9", 215. And I look like a little hot.
5'9 or 5'10?
No, I'm 5'9. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
Stalker snuffed that out.
He's barely 5'9".
with socks.
I was just going to say, I'm a full head taller than you.
You are.
And I'm 6'2".
Yeah, you are. Yeah, so I'm going to do it, and I'm going to pull it off. And for those who think I'm not going to be able to pull it off, just remember when you doubted me for the bike ride.
That's true.
Okay?
All you need to do is do the bike ride, you'll lose weight.
All I have to do is just cut out booze and carbs. Which, by the way, no more pizza, no more pasta. Brown rice only. Small portions.
Well, then let me ask you this. How are you going to maintain this? Because it's not just something to lose the weight. Then you have to maintain it and keep it off.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you going to do to maintain the healthy lifestyle?
If after 3 months I achieve my goal, I'll allow a cheat day once a week where I won't just eat the whole pizza like I used to. Yeah, it'll be two slices.
I don't need you in here cranky at 6 a.m.
No, I think I'm actually going to end up better. More energy. Natural energy, right?
If booze and carbs keeps you calm and focused in the morning,
it's my safe space, Greg.
Then I need that. I don't need you.
Don't booze and carb shame me. Okay? I'm going to go on TikTok and cry about it. All right, we'll come back.
I think, Dawn, in all seriousness, I think all of this talking about him not having a great lifespan is like...
You guys are wearing me down.
Working on him.
Yeah.
See?
It's good for all of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why I want to stick around for another 40, but maybe I do. All right, Kale and Company, we'll come back and we'll get to Today in Music History, the movie clip, and what's on tap for The Dawn Show. Stay right there. We're back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. The Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Come on, let's keep playing.
Hey, make it hurt.
I think he's dead.
He's not dead. He's drunk.
That's not me.
Here. What a mess. A lot of smoking,
too. What's up?
What do we do?
Nothing. You ain't good to us sober, either.
Opening day is tomorrow. We don't know what the batting order is. We don't even have our position set
or anything.
All we got is a Kadiaki for our manager.
Think you know what it is?
That's a great movie.
You can call it 12 at 855-839-1210.
Speaking of on PC.
You can win this great prize.
And again, those prizes all week long. A pair of tickets for the Phillies and the Giants Tuesday, April 15th, 6:45. Citizens Bank Park, Jackie Robinson Day. For tickets, visit Phillies.com.
If you don't win them today, we're giving them away all this week at 9:50.
Yes.
So make sure, if you don't win them today, 9:50 all this week, we'll be giving.
By the way, my first thing with my wife was a Phillies-Giants game in 2004.
Really?
First year of the stadium here.
Okay. Back when Barry Bonds, John Lieber.
You know, I share things.
Well, surprised you weren't there for a concert.
That's true, but you know.
Yeah.
Phil Almquist, did you ever dine and dash?
No. I did not dine and dash.
Have you ever just stayed in your house for a weekend and done nothing?
No, absolutely not. I just can't do that.
Okay. There you go. Speaking of Phil Almquist, fresh off of the second installment of This Week Woo-hoo! In Music History on Saturday Night, that once again outrated NBC's SNL.
I really enjoyed this week's show, by the way.
I did too.
It was a great job, yeah.
Yeah, you talked me back off that cliff.
I liked the liberal, making the liberals cry.
Oh, yeah. My God. That segment was so fun.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
All right, let's get down to business. Phil Almquist, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history?
March 31st, we celebrate the birthdays of Eric Turner from Warrant, who's 61, Tony Brock from The Babies, who's 71, Mick Ralph from Mott the Hoople and Bad Company, who's 81, Sean Hopper from Huey Lewis and the News, and Angus Young from AC/DC, who's now 70. Singles include Highway Tune by Greta Van Fleet in 2017, Patience by Guns N' Roses in 89, Nothing at All by Heart in 86, and Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry in 58. Albums include Adrenaline by Def Leppard in 92, Animal Magnetism by the Scorpions in 80. Led Zeppelin's debut in the UK in 69. And Lynyrd Skynyrd live at the Cardiff Capitol Theater in 2009. Also in 2011, Men at Work lost an appeal that found their 1983 hit single was partly copied from a folk song. In 95, Jimmy Page escaped from being knifed when someone rushed the stage at a Page and Plant show in Michigan. I actually saw that tour in Greater Boston. In 84, Footloose by Kenny Loggins is atop the singles chart. In 67, Jimi Hendrix set fire to his guitar live for the very first time. And in 74, Tom Perry married his first wife after they met at the age of 17. And their relationship inspired the song Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. But lastly, as I close down the 300th today in music history, yes, wow. I am still counting. On this day in 95, Selena died by being shot by her former personal assistant and former fan club president Yolanda Salazar. And last week, she was denied parole again. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
There he is, Phil Omquist, and all the
Phil timers out there
getting their fix on a Monday. All right, so Tim is in Delco. He's identified the movie. He's got the Phillies tickets. Tim, what movie did we just play for you, sir?
Bad News Bears.
Yeah! That is correct. Woo! Yes, congratulations, Tim. You've got yourself a pair of tickets to the Phillies and Giants, so congratulations.
All
good work out of you.
All this week, 9:50.
That's right. And the bad news is for all the Bears fans out there in the NFL, get ready for another 5-win season. All right, so Dawn's...
Michael Pelka.
Michael Pelka. He's a Bears fan?
Yeah.
Jesus. Stalker hires all these guys that are non-Eagle fans. Unbelievable. All right, I know Dawn's an Eagles fan, and I know she's up in five minutes. What do we have lined up today, Dawn?
Yeah, so coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll talk all things Trump with our friend Stephen Moore, who, of course, longtime economic advisor to President Trump and visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about the tariffs. We'll talk about everything that's going on. Maybe we'll slip in a little bit of Greenland in there. But we'll talk about all of that with the economy, with what's happening on April 2nd coming up. So we'll get the economic outlook from Stephen Moore, a true insider. And coming up, I will start off with a little bit of a take on the weekend's events with Trump just yesterday on Air Force One as he was holding that impromptu news conference. So we'll talk about Trump off the top, but then we have a real treat. So do you guys remember this show, Bosch? I don't know if you remember this show, but Larry and I love this show. It's Titus Welliver and Michael Conley joining us. He's a great actor. And a show called Bosch that is addictive, but he's a great actor as well. So taking a little break at 10:15, we'll talk all things with Titus and get a take on some of his latest works.
Okay.
So we'll take a little bit of, and by the way, it's this week coming up in Florence, Italy, just checking the forecast.
Oh, wow. Stop. No. You're not doing this to us. You're not doing this to us.
70 degrees and sunny.
Oh, God.
Looks lovely in Northern Italy, my friends.
Have to fill 2 weeks worth of hosts. Thank you very much for that. I don't know why I say yes to this. At the time, it seems like a great idea, and then it's not.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dawn, enjoy it. We've got two more days, and then Dawn will be off to Italy.
And then she has to talk to us right now about
National Lawn. Tell us about it, Dawn.
Got to think about my lawn is in good hands, even when we're in Northern Italy. Got to talk about Natural Lawn of America. Great local company. But if you're looking at a lawn care service right now is the time that you got to take care of things, it makes sense, right, to hire a company that provides better results and is safer for your family, for your kids, for your grandkids, for your pets. And that's why years ago I chose Natural Lawn of America. That is my longtime lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, here's what they believe in. They want to grow greener, healthier lawns without all the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and your pets. From the organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally. And this is season after season. So just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Do this today. Seriously, they're great. You're going to love it. And you're going to get free seeding every year if you want that greener, healthier lawn plus the free seeding. 800-FREE-SEED. That's what you call. 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. Call the best. Choose my lawn care company. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass. Fewer weeds. Guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.